In Thailand, just about the entire country makes up the fan base for the king. And a young man who's been charged with the crime of insulting the king could face up to 15 years in jail. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
The Thais are a pretty laid-back bunch, except maybe about their king. His picture is everywhere, in offices, in homes, on billboards, even on the sides of skyscrapers in the capital, Bangkok. A cult of personality carefully cultivated over the years. And when you go to a movie in Thailand and this song starts, you'd better stand fast. No matter how raucous the crowd, everyone stands and falls silent during the king's anthem. The music accompanied by a video montage or homage to 80-year-old Bhumibol Adulyadej, Asia's longest-serving monarch.
...27-year-old
Chotisak Ong Song swears he wasn't trying to pick a fight the day he and his girlfriend refused to stand during the anthem. But given the way many Thais feel about the king, Chotisak had to know his act would elicit a strong response. And it did. From 41-year-old Nawamin Wittiyakun, who was two seats away, fuming.
The music stopped. I sat down. I turned to them. I said, "Damn you, shame on you. You didn't stand up. Why didn't you love the king?" And then I couldn't handle my anger anymore. So I stood up and told them to leave the theater. I said, "You didn't stand up for the king's anthem. You should leave the theater."
Several other moviegoers joined Wittiyakun in condemning the couple, and Chotisak and his girlfriend did leave. But he called the police and ended up filing charges against Wittiyakun for harassment. Wittiyakun responded with a far more serious charge of lèse majesté against Chotisak for refusing to stand.
"You're supposed to stand. And if you not stand, you'll be fined or be jailed. That's it."
Not quite, because the law seems a bit murky on this point in the constitutional monarchy that is Thailand. Yes, it calls for a jail term of up to 15 years for whoever defames, insults, or threatens the king, the queen, or the heir to the throne. But Chotisak argues his refusal to stand doesn't constitute an insult to the king. "If people want to stand, that's fine," he says, "but it should come from their hearts." He says he meant no disrespect to the king, but believes strongly that the law is outdated and should be scrapped, often used, he says, as a political tool by those seeking to discredit their enemies or to limit political discourse. And he thinks fewer people would stand if the law didn't exist. Accusations of lèse majesté are frequent, prosecutions rare. But last year, a Swiss national was given a 10-year sentence for defacing images of the king on the monarch's birthday. The man spent several months in jail before being pardoned by the king, then deported. Nawamin Wittiyakun says Chotisak Ong Song should be sent to jail, too.
"I want to see him do time. I think he should do time because he intended to do this. I don't know what the prosecutor and the judge going to do with this. I hope they do the right thing."
Chotisak and his girlfriend, meanwhile, are renting their movies these days on DVD. And he says the threat of a 15-year jail term is not enough to make him change the way he feels. "I don't want to go to jail," he says, "but I don't think what I did was wrong. And if I had to do it again," he says, "I would. Sometimes we need to do what we believe and be ready to face the consequences." Police say they'll continue gathering evidence in the case, which will be given to a prosecutor who will decide whether there is enough evidence to warrant a trial. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.